Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of AI-powered app development. Specifically, a combo that's got everyone buzzing. VS Code's client extension and DeepSeek V3.
Ooh, client and DeepSeek, I've heard whispers. Sounds like a powerful yet affordable way to build apps. Tell me more.
Exactly. It's like having a super smart coding buddy who works for pennies. Client lets you use your favorite large language model, LLM for short, right inside VS Code. The LLM can generate and modify code on command. Pair that with DeepSeek, a surprisingly potent and budget-friendly LLM, and boom, you've got a lean, mean app-building machine.
So you're saying I can build an entire app just by prompting? Is it really that simple?
Well, the video we're discussing showcases building a simple Python automation script for less than a cent. It involves creating a script that takes screenshots and webcam pictures every 10 seconds based on the active window.
Hold on. A whole app for less than a cent? Is this some kind of digital alchemy?
Haha, it's the magic of efficient LLMs. The creator walks us through setting up DeepSeek, getting the API key, and plugging it into the client extension in VS Code. It's all pretty straightforward. Then the real fun begins, crafting the prompt.
So what's the catch? There's got to be a catch, right?
Well, while it's incredibly cost-effective, the creator acknowledges that using a dedicated platform like Cursor might still be a better overall experience for some projects. Plus, there are valid concerns about using a Chinese LLM like DeepSeek, especially regarding user data privacy. Definitely something to keep in mind.
Good point. Security first, always. But let's get back to the cool stuff. Did the automation script actually work?
It did, with a few hiccups along the way. Initially, it had trouble staying within the virtual environment and correctly identifying the active window title. But with some clever prompting adjustments, it started capturing screenshots and webcam images as intended.
Ah, the joys of debugging. So what's the final verdict? Is this client DeepSeek combo a game changer?
It's definitely a compelling alternative for budget-conscious builders. It's not a perfect solution. There were issues with file naming and overwriting images. But for small automation tasks and quick prototyping, it packs a serious punch for its price.
I'm sold. I'm going to try this out myself. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just remember, the AI landscape is constantly evolving. New tools and techniques are emerging all the time. Stay curious, experiment, and never stop learning. That's all for today's Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.